Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baia, and this is the first show of the new year, 2023. Away we go. Who knows what tomorrow will bring? And I've got a lot of new songs on this show, and who knows what I'll find this year, especially in the Wombat area. For those of you who are new to the show, wombats are the name I use to refer to anything odd I put in the show, a reading, a story, a recording, something that's not a professional piece of music. And I've got a wombat planned tonight. However, I'm going to start off with something related to New Year's. New Year's was this past weekend. This show will play Monday night at 7, and that'll be January 2nd, and the first song I'm going to play is a version of Auld Lang Syne. You've probably heard that a few times over the weekend. I particularly like this version. It's my favorite version ever of Auld Lang Syne. It's by a Scottish singer named Doogie MacLean. Auld Lang Syne.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of auld lang syne? For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, we'll tak a cup o' kindness yet for auld lang syne. We twa hae run aboot the braes and pu'd the gowans fine. We've wandered many's the weary fet since days of auld lang syne. For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, we'll tak a cup o' kindness yet for auld and we twa hae paddled in the barn frae morning sun till dine. Oh, but seas between us baith hae roared since days of auld lang syne. For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, we'll tak a cup o' kindness yet for auld lang syne. And there's a hand my trusty fear, he's a hand o' thine, and we'll tak a record well he walked for auld lang syne. For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, we'll tak a cup o' kindness yet for auld lang syne. For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, we'll tak a cup o' kindness yet for thank you.
That was Doogie McLean singing Auld Lang Syne. The next song is called Kitty Alone. It's sung by Dinda Shrade. It's an old folk song. It goes way back. There are many, many different versions of it. I first heard a version, it's very similar to this one, at a camp I was at, and a young woman came, and she had her own way of singing, and it was a big hit that week. Everyone loved this version of the song by her. So when I heard this by Linda Schrade, I decided, yes, that's as close as I'll ever get to that one I heard that I love so much. Kitty Alone.
Saw a crow flying low, kitty alone, kitty alone. Saw a crow flying low, kitty alone alive. Saw a crow flying low, and a cat spinning tow, kitty alone alive. Rock-a-mariri. Way up yonder above the moon, kitty alone, kitty alone. Way up yonder above the moon, kitty alone alive. Way up yonder above the moon, a bluebird lives in a silver spoon. Kitty alone alive, rock-a-mariri. Way up yonder above the sun, kitty alone, kitty alone. Way up yonder above the sun, kitty alone alive. Way up yonder above the sun, the eagle flies when his work is done. Kitty alone alive. Rock-a-mariri. Big old owl in a tree. Kitty alone, kitty alone. Big old owl in a tree. Kitty alone alive. Big old owl in a tree, just as sleepy as he can be. Kitty alone alive, rock-a-mariri. Holding baby close to me, kitty alone, kitty alone. Holding baby close to me, kitty alone alive. Holding baby close to me, what a pretty face I see. Kitty alone alive. Rock-a-mariri. Saw a crow flying low, kitty alone, kitty alone. Saw a crow flying low, kitty alone alive. Saw a crow flying low, and a cat spinning tow, kitty alone alive. Rock-a-mariri.
That was Kitty Alone by Linda Schrade. The next song is called The Faith of Man, and it's written by and sung by Bill Staines. Bill Staines was a well-known folk musician, especially in the New York area where I was for 34 years, and I was active in the community of folk music people who love that stuff, and I saw him perform a number of times, and he wrote many songs that all of us learned to sing. This particular one was new to me. I heard it recently. It's called The Faith of Man. And I recognized it as an anthem. Then I realized I didn't know what an anthem was. So I looked up the word, and this song does indeed fit. One of the definitions is a rousing or uplifting song identified with a particular group, body, or cause. the example he gives, the song became the anthem for hippie activists. Well, this is Bill Stein's anthem, The Faith of Man, and I think it tells us how to live our lives or suggests some ways that might make our lives more fulfilling. The Faith of Man by Bill Stein.
One day a babe was born along the highway, a tiny helpless thing upon the sand, and an Okie with a dream out on the byway took the babe and held it proudly in his hand. And the woman smiled a gentle smile of knowing and whispered something softly in its ear, perhaps a little prayer to help growing, perhaps a word of comfort through the fear. And you can trust the moon to move the mighty ocean, you can trust the sun to shine upon the land. You take the little that you know and you do the best you can, and you say the rest with the quiet faith of man. Tractor makes its way along the fence line, the seeds are dropped precisely in the row. If the rain is kind and the wind don't take the topsoil, before too long the crops will start to show. And the farmer sees the fields around whispers something low beneath his breath, perhaps a little prayer to help the growing, perhaps a word of thanks for all the rest. You can trust the moon to move the mighty ocean, you can trust the sun to shine upon line. You take the little that you know and you do the best you can, and you say the rest with the quiet faith. There's a storm-tossed ship tonight out on the water, there's a soul that sails alone out on blue. There's a dreamer with his eye upon the heavens, they're all looking for a way to make it through. You can trust the moon to move the mighty ocean, you can trust the sun to shine upon the land. Take the little that you know and you do the best you can, and you say the rest with the quiet faith of man. You can trust the moon to move the mighty ocean, you can trust the sun to shine upon the land. You take the little that you know and you do the best you can, and you see the rest with the quiet faith of man.
The Faith of Man by Bill Stein. You take the little that you know and do the best you can. Can't say it more clearly than that, can you? The next song is When a Man Loves a Woman by Percy Sledge. And I was watching a documentary on TV. I think it's probably on Amazon Prime or Netflix, on Muscle Shoals, Alabama. Now, I don't know much about Muscle Shoals, but apparently back in the 70s, maybe earlier, it became a center for recording music. Local musicians and artists would come there from far away, knowing that other artists before them had gone there and found themselves and created their first real hit. And that wasn't the case here of the artist Percy Sledge, who went on to become quite famous. But his first big hit, he went to Muscle Shoals, he found the musicians there, and they bonded, and they came up with this version of When a Man Loves a Woman. When a Man Loves a Woman by Percy Sledge. The next song is called Wild December by Atwater Donnelly. And we just finished our Wild December, so you can look back. But January is not a much different month. It's still pretty wintry in January. So this is Atwater and Donnelly with their song Wild December.
Swirling snowflakes, biting wind, welcome wild December in. Ginger, nutmeg, cinnamon, cloves, simmering the cider on the old wood stove. Swirling snowflakes, biting wind, welcome wild December in. Ginger, nutmeg, cinnamon, cloves, simmering the cider on the old wood stove. Swirling snowflakes, biting wind, welcome wild December in.
welcome wild December. Eating ginger, nutmeg, cinnamon cloves, stirring the cider on the old wood stove.
Welcome wild December in ginger,
welcome wild December. Eating ginger, nutmeg, cinnamon cloves, simmering the cider on the old wood stove.
You just heard Wild December by Atwater Donnelly. The last song, Wild December, really had only two voices. There might have been a third voice occasionally, but no instruments. And contrast that with the next song, which is another anthem, Mine Eyes Have Seen the Glory, by a group labeled the 250 Voice Choir. So how different this is from just two voices. I like this a lot, but I don't like it any more than the two-voice song we just heard. So, Mine Eyes Have Seen the Glory by the 250-voice choir. Mine Eyes Have Seen the Glory by the 250 Voice Choir. So we had a previous song with pretty much just two voices and no instruments. Then we had the 250 Voice Choir with a full orchestra. And now we're going off in yet another direction. This is an instrumental with just a few instruments, the main one being the banjo. This is Cluck Old Hen, which is a tune that almost every beginning banjo player learns. And I'm pretty sure this is what we call frailing banjo or clawhammer. And it just sort of haunts me. So this is Cluck Old Hen, and it's played by Hobart Crabtree, a famous banjo player of the generation before mine. That was Cluck Old Hen on the banjo by Hobart Crabtree. Yesterday I went to see the new Avatar movie, Avatar: The Way of Water, and it was a great show. I enjoyed it. I saw it on IMAX 3D. That was an experience in itself. Anyway, this is one of the songs in that show. It's a different genre from anything I usually play on this show. I don't know what genre to call it, pop, rock, or something. The song is called Nothing Is Lost, You Give Me Strength. To be honest, I couldn't understand most of the words when the movie was showing, but it came in a particularly dramatic part of the movie, and it felt powerful to me, so I'm playing it here. The chorus is, You give me strength, I'm with you either way, if I die, if I stay. Give me strength. I'm with you either way. Nothing's lost. No more pain. Just give me strength. And it's performed by a group called The Weeknd.
Protect you from paying for my sins, and I've been walking this earth long enough that death's a gift. been living this life so patient. Until I see you again, it's war we're facing. I know that if I die, my only choice is still defending. No matter what they say, my love for you is greater than their powers and their armies.
That was Nothing Is Lost, performed by The Weeknd. The next song is A Rake and a Rambling Man by Dom Williams. I first heard this about 30 years ago and just loved it. I've performed it. It's one of my all-time favorite songs. And it tells a story, so you can see the story. You can hear the story yourself. A Rake and a Rambling Man by Dom Williams.
I ran into an old friend of mine the other day. We hadn't seen each other for quite a while. What he had to say to me hit me pretty hard, because I think a lot of folks get started this way. He said, I thought it would be so easy, another one-night stand. She seemed so warm and willing, right in the palm of my hand. Now it's 3 months ago last Wednesday since I woke up in her bed. Lord, I think I love her, but it scares me half to death. 'Cause you know I'm a rake and a rambling man, free as an eagle flies. Well, look at me now and tell me true, do I look like a daddy to you? Oh, do I look like a daddy to you? she's feeling sick in the mornings. She can't get into her jeans. I spent my last $10, bought her a secondhand ring. I start to work next Monday, 'cause I just can't let her down. I've had me some good times, but it's all changing now. You know I'm a rake and a rambling man, free as an eagle flies. Well, look at me now and tell me true, do I look like a daddy to you? Oh, do I look like a daddy to you? You know I'm a rake and a rambling man, free as an eagle flies. Well, look at me now and tell me true, do I look like a daddy to you? Oh, do I look like a daddy to you?
Rake and a Rambling Man by Don Williams. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music from WEHC at Emory and Henry College, and also WISE in Wise, Virginia. And it's my chance each week to play for you songs that I think are special, and occasionally put in something different, a wombat, I call them, a joke, a story, a reading. And next up on our program today is a wombat. This is Justin Wilson. Justin Wilson is, among many things, a storyteller. And, you know, when you read a story, it's one thing. You add a lot in your mind, or a joke. But when you hear a master storyteller tell a story, it's a different experience. And Justin Wilson is, as I see it, just that, a master storyteller. This one is called The Cold, Cold Cajun, but I don't think the name means much, but listen to the story.
I got a friend who would live in Bunky, Louisiana. Now, I got to give you a geography lesson, if you don't mind. Bunky, Louisiana is 35 miles south of Alexander, Louisiana, and Alexander, Louisiana is right in the dead center of the state. 1 mile north of Bunky is an overpass, passing over a railing road there. There's a fence run right there, and that's where the Dixon and Mason line run as far as us Cajuns concerned. Anything north of there is a damn Yankee to us. And what made me think about it is I mentioned Sunday. Well, one Sunday several years ago, I got a friend that was in a barroom saloon. It wasn't a cocktail saloon, just a common old barroom saloon. And he drank a lot of that Cajun whiskey made up in Tennessee called Jacques Daniel. And he drank a lot of that, and he chased it with pop with foam on top. That's a boiling maker and his helper. I hope you pipe fitter don't mind. And he drinks so much of that that he fall drunk. In fact, he gets so drunk he don't know his wholesale from his retail, and that's bad. And it's been raining for 4 or 3 days, everything's slickery. And he got to brought himself home, and he took himself out of there, and he's so drunk he don't know his right hand from his left hand. Now, he supposed to took a right hand and took himself home, but he don't did that. He took a left hand and walked into a graveyard cemetery. And he don't know that they done dug a brand new fresh grave and left it open in there on account of the rain. And he walking there, and he slick and slide all over them headstone and tombstone and gravestone and marker and mausoleum. And all of a sudden, blew! He fall right in them open grave. Well, he tried to get out, but like I'm told you, it's slickery. And he's drunk, too, and that don't help worse a damn. So all he can do is holler, "Help me, I'm cold! Whoo, boy! Help me, I'm cold! Help me, I'm cold!" He just keep that up. Well, he left a friend in that barroom saloon, He got to took himself home, too, and he brought himself out. He's in the same shape like his friend in the grave, drunk. And he hear that noise from that graveyard cemetery when he get out there.
Help me, I'm cold. Oh, boy. Help me, I'm cold. Help me, I'm cold.
Well, like all us kids, he got a big curious. He got to go see what the hell going on in there. And he walk in there, and he slick and slide over them same headstone, tombstone, gravestone, marker, and mausoleum. And the more close he get to that grave, the more loud that noise go, help me, I'm cold. Oh, boy. Help me, I'm cold. Got right on the edge and looked down in that kidney laying up there with both hands behind his head, looked straight up and holler, help me, I'm cold. He looked down there and said, of course you cold. You done kick all you dirt off of you.
That was Justin Wilson with the Cold, Cold Cajun. The next song is Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, sung by Etta James. I mentioned Muscle Shoals earlier. Well, Etta James is one of the people Muscle Shoals helped. She was 29 years old, 1967, and her career was failing. She'd had drug problems and other serious problems. And her producer took her down to Muscle Shoals to restart her career, and that worked. She came alive again as a singer and went on to become far more famous than she had been before that. And Muscle Shoals was the turning point. So this is Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
Swing low.
Swing Low, Sweet Chariot by Etta James. The next song is Rolling in the Deep by Adele. And I think you can hear the gospel roots in this song. The soul of this song is in the same place that Swing Low, Sweet Chariot is. Rolling in the Deep by Adele.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare. See, I'll leave with every piece of you. Don't underestimate the things that I will do. There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. The scars.
Adele with Rolling in the Deep. If you're a regular listener, you know that most weeks I play at least one song by a group called the Petersons. The next one is that song for this show. And this is Till the Rivers All Run Dry. And the Petersons are a family. There are three sisters, a brother, and their mother plays bass. Each of the sisters plays an instrument, and the brother is the guitarist. And they have another musician with them, Emmett Franz, who plays the slide guitar, dobro, and I especially enjoy his music. Their voices are beautiful, but it's the instruments that make it all work for me as much as anything, and especially the slide guitar. Till the Rivers All Run Dry by the Petersons.
Till the river I know sometimes you may wonder from little things you say and do, but there's no need for you to wonder if I need you, 'cause I
Till the Rivers All Run Dry by the Petersons. The last song on the show today is The Mountain Song by the Gibson Brothers. And they talk about going up on the mountain. And if you're in the Emery-Henry area, the Abingdon area, that would be White Top Mountain. And I went up there a few times. There's a ramp festival, and there's also the Molasses Festival, and probably other festivals too, but those are the two I went to. So here is The Mountain Song by the Gibson Brothers.
Hey now, gonna go up to the mountain. Hey now, for to find a little peace. Hey now, gonna go up to the mountain for to find a little peace, for to find a little peace. Well, hey now, looking over the valley. Hey now, what beauties I'll see. Hey now, looking over the valley. What beauties I'll see, what beauties I'll see. Ooh, ooh, clear, cool stream, sweet grass.
The Mountain Song by the Gibson Brothers. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music from Emory and Henry College on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 in the afternoon. And it's my chance to play for you songs I think are special and put in occasional wombats, those strange things like Justin Wilson tonight. And now it's time to end the show in my traditional way. But first, I want to tell you, I've been reading philosophy, How to Improve Your Life. It says, when something bad happens, try to think of it or consider thinking of it as a lesson rather than a problem. It's a lesson for you to learn, learning to deal with it. And so I've been playing with that, and it's kind of fun. And now it's time to end the show. And I do that in a traditional way by my audience participation time. It's your chance to join me. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.